Listen, you can hear the silent thunder gathering before the clouds unload the loud, rude ring that stupefies the ear. Not yet insensate, here in the slurred rain, you feel each thing that cannot be becoming, thickening from nothing, drawing near. What world is this that streams with solid fog? What empty glut of all just as it seems? And when real thunder fills the sky and these things vanish, what? It is your mind that stills. Thanks to all of you for being here. Thanks to Jimmy, Joan, Don for putting this together and making everything work every year. Thanks to Michael for inviting me to read this year, and everything that Jimmy said about him as well. Thanks for all of that too. And of course, thanks to all of my friends in the Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange, those who are reading tonight, those who aren't, those past and present, for several years worth of feedback on my poems. I'm a better poet for all of your interventions. From this point forward, I'm gonna ask that you please hold all applause to the end. Thanks. This next poem is titled, Glint. There, you see it, purling around a streetlight, swallowing the mercury vapor glimmer, meager at its brightest, obscure, a pale ghost fending off darkness. Mist that, curling, gloomily grinning, makes a phantom of the phantom that you, despite all your encounters with evanescent things, had hoped you could count on. This next poem takes its title from Chaucer, Sopricethem Natur in Here Courages. As you're hearing it, you might think of the next line, Then long in folk to gun on pilgrimages. The maple just beyond my window shakes with wind, shakes more with spring, the lust of birds whose chatter makes the earth seem, momentarily, a place more present than it really is, and wakes in me a stirring that my face exposes briefly, swiftly hides, to gather dust. I look inside to watch the dust adrift on upslope flows, to see the dried up, ground down stirrings lift and fall haphazardly. Oh, they purport to patterns, but get closer, and they shift and twist away and dry retort. The mind has mountains. So much cannot be denied. Pain? No. The din of echoes flung again and again off stone, and I feel the mountains grinding down beneath them, and the maple in the front yard beckons. Drown these drought-born doubts in April's thudding rain. This next poem is a dialogue, and now that you know to listen for it, I think it should be clear where the voices are shifting. So this is dialogue. I cannot see you through this fog, and though I sense you're near, I can't quite place you. Where are you, whose fear shakes your each word? And who? Fear? No, no, you've gotten it wrong, it's not that. Something else, but what? Even I'm uncertain, skeptical, a seeker myself in matters darksome as this is. What is it that you do, each moment of existence here on this cold rock? Just wait for it to clear? That isn't, can't be true. Sadness, maybe, over the pain that outweighs pleasure, the dull ache that's the dominating presence on this vehement rock. It makes sense. Why am I cheerful? I just don't get it. How is one to make sense of this blend of chill and beauty? How? That's the thing. I'm cheerful, I think, with equal reason, equal lack. This uneasy spinning captivates me, marvelous in itself. Now, was I convincing? This spinning to no end, this centrifuge. Where are you now? I'm asking for a friend. Friend, I'm still a seeker myself in matters darksome as this is. A note for this next poem, Iridopsis is a genus of moth. An Iridopsis drifting by invents me, places me atop this stone that jogs a glacial river. She alone is real, and I her thought, the dry remembrance of her complex eye that now is turning, where cannot be known. Stay, stay. If you go, I am gone. Or else, I close my eyes. It's I who make the moth that with such trust settles beside me. Does she, too, implore my whimsy for a moment more? Bubbles spin from froth to froth, and glaciers grind mountains to dust. And the final poem that I would like to read tonight is dedicated to the late John Ashbery. This is poem for John Ashbery. All that, what was it? I don't know. Some dusty thoughts, the glimmer of decay enthralled by sudden sunlight, caught in playful, random, giddy dance, although the tendency is to a slow, indelible descent, to settle gray on everything as each mote drags the day closer to closing. Let them go. Driving digits through grime, you scrawled a little drivel on the scrawl. Details without detail. Your gift to famished time. I'd like to rivet that lubricious fall. Like you, I'd like to fail. Thank you.